It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's no secret the car business is really the SUV business these days. Sedans have fallen far from favor in dealer showrooms, and you certainly don't see a lot of hot new sports cars on I-15. You see pickups and more pickups and minivans and late model SUVs everywhere, so it was inevitable the car company synonymous with sexy curves and speed, Ferrari, is now coming out with an SUV. Next year, at some point, you're going to do a double take when you see a fire engine red SUV whoosh by in the passing lane, and you're going to say, what was that? But since you're listening right now, you're going to know it's the Ferrari model with the name that's so hard to pronounce that MotorOne.com had to consult with its editor in Italy and record the pronunciation. You ready? It's the Ferrari...
Puro Sangue.
Again?
Puro Sangue.
Not catchy. P-U-R-O-S-A-N-G-U-E. What's it mean?
Puro sangue.
Is the Italian word for thoroughbred. It should do about 200 miles an hour. Easy. The acceleration? All you need to know is it'll flatten the kids in the back seat and send their sippy cups flying. The sticker price should be about $260,000. Only problem, when somebody asks, wow, what is that thing? You're going to sound like a jerk when you say, oh, it's my new puro sangue. And you have to hit a button on your phone so it'll say...
Puro sangue.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.